It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
So hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
Right, that one in.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 989.
Happy Monday to you, everybody.
Doesn't feel like Monday, does it? That's why you were struggling.
Feels like midnight. Feels like Sunday.
That's a joke. That's the joke that we make when we're feeling a little exhausted. Could be middle of the day. Yeah. It feels like midnight.
Midnight. I mean, I remember staying up to midnight as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. God, there were some good times. I know why you love nostalgia so much.
Yes, yeah.
Staying up to 12:45 when the WWF was on, the wrestling.
Yeah.
It was a big thing. I had my mate sleep over and we stayed up late to watch the wrestling. It was,
fun.
Thing that's like on so late mm-hmm. because it's like pretty
naughty.
Yeah. And no one like it didn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, it had a big following 80s, 90s wrestling, but I don't know why they mustn't have put it on during the day.
What's happened now with the wrestling?
Who's into wrestling?
It's not cool.
Well, there's some people that really think it's cool. But yeah. People who think wrestling's really cool, a real subculture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like there's a certain type.
Did you ever go to a Melbourne, like, because they came to Melbourne,
yeah,
I think.
Absolutely not.
No.
Not into standing, sitting 4Ks away from mm-hmm. people sort of, you know, not really. They're fighting. But
The Rock came out of wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, he was great. Mm-hmm. I used to watch it. I was obsessed with it when I was mm-hmm. younger.
Do you remember Kane?
Kane?
Long hair, with a red mask.
Kane, no.
Yeah, that's a guy.
Kane. What was he got?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, Stone
I used to
Cold.
Wear my black Speedos.
The Undertaker.
Yes.
But then there was like Rey Mysterio. He used to wear a mask too. I used to have the wrestling game on Nintendo 90. Nintendo 64.
Was there WWC?
WWE? WWF?
So WWE was created because WWF were sued by the Wildlife Foundation or whatever.
Yep. And changed.
And so they changed to WWE. But no, there was not Stone Cold Steve Austin, the guy who had the sex tape.
Hulk Hogan. Yeah, he's in the old
so
league.
So that league was called
WWE, maybe.
No, he was in a different league. I'm going to look it up.
I used to love the Royal Rumbles.
Yeah. It'd
just be 20 blokes in a ring just fucking pushing each other, you know? Just fighting.
What'd you say? Wrestling league? What's his name again?
Hulk Hogan. Oh, dude. He was jacked. Just his yellow little shorts, his little undies or whatever they were, red. And he had just that thing around his head. Oh, he was a real weapon.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different places I think that he wrestled.
Andre the Giant was from Hulk Hogan's league.
Uh-huh. Do you know how tall
Hulk?
Yeah,
I reckon he'd be 6'2".
6'7".
Oh, jeez, he's a big man.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Big man.
So, no, you're right. Hogan began his professional wrestling career in 1977.
Yeah, dude, he was old when I was watching him.
But gained worldwide recognition after signing for the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, now WWE, in 1983.
Holy shit.
During his initial run, Hogan was also won the WWF Championship 5 times, with his first reign holding the record for the second longest in company history.
Yeah, man.
Maybe I'm thinking of the Royal Rumble. Oh, no, here you go. No, in 1993, he departed the WWF to sign for a rival promotion, the WCW.
Oh,
the World
yes.
Championship Wrestling. That's what I remember.
Yeah. I think there was a game based on the WCW.
Yeah.
God.
It was a real vibe, wasn't it?
The guy who took over from me in Shepparton on the radio there, Simon Tackler, obsessed with like-
He's got a name for it.
Obsessed. Would go overseas and interview them when he was here. When they were here, he'd go in and interview all the wrestlers.
It's fun.
But, package has arrived
yes,
today.
Yes, it is a big one too.
What's the weight on that?
This is 1.86 kilograms. 1.86, yeah. coming from Austria.
Dude, I'll take whatever's in that.
All right, are you ready?
Unless it's a kit.
So it's got a lot of it's got a lot going on. A lot of tape. It's
and it's not red tape. Thank you very much.
I get it.
You know, the red tape.
As in too much red tape. Bureaucracy.
Yeah. It's too much red tape.
I mean, that the stuff that's happening in the with that ship.
It's moved.
Bullshit.
Yeah, clap it in. After 6 days, the Suarez Canal, or I can't say it properly, but they have moved it. I just saw today. Literally, it's 5 o'clock on a Monday.
This is what happens when I don't read news for a couple of days, because everything that I'm telling you, you're giving me the latest update. So I said to you, I'm like, oh, did you hear about the guy that had a party with 25 people?
He had COVID.
Nah. You had COVID. You're like, nah. No, you didn't.
No, mate.
I was like, okay, well, that's exactly. The latest. And then I've just said about this, and you're like, nah, you know you're what? Wrong. You're the guy that knows.
It's actually a good feeling that you're a headline guy and so am I, and I've just read the latest.
Yeah, the latest headline.
So, tanker MV ever given partially refloated after blocking Suez Canal. So it looks crazy, that canal. Like, ginormous ships cruising through. Just to get through to the other side of this canal.
It gets you excited about logistics, don't you
think?
Does
it? What does it? I mean, I've always thought, like, looking out in the bay here in Melbourne, I've always thought, imagine, oh, it's a nice bit of strength to that tape that they've wrapped it with.
So it's from Fabian.
Careful.
The knife.
No, but careful of it falling out, whatever the 1.86 kilos is. I've always thought about, like, who's out there? What kinds of people are on there? What do they do?
On the ship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they up to?
A lot of bad shit. I just imagine it's like, you know, it feels lawless. I watched a documentary about, can't remember where it is, hypethedailytalkshow.com. Send us an email if you know. But I'm going to say Panama.
There's the Panama Canal?
No, so there is a place where everyone signs up their ship. Because they don't have to deal with the laws. So, you have to deal with the laws of whatever the flag is that you wear.
Okay.
On the ship, like the ship that you have, the flag you have on the ship. And so, what happens is if you go into the US, into US waters, you'll see a bunch of companies that are technically from the US, but they're registered in countries where minimum wage is low. Like, you don't have to have a minimum wage. Mm. And so, it's a way of scooting through some of this human rights stuff. So, it's not great. Are you ready for this?
Panama's one of those places. Mel Gibson has an apartment in Panama.
Really?
Some shit's going on down there. There's like access to, you know, drugs. Mate, have you just spent half an hour cutting that open and you still didn't cut it open?
Are you ready? Okay. I'm going to open it. This is from Gronk. Hold it up. Fabian. But I'm not going to... So, ready? You're going to see it
first. Don't pour it out. Oh, mate, ready? This could be a nightmare. Hang on. Oh, my God. It's a cat. No, it's not.
Okay, ready? All right.
It's got... You can open
can
it
you
now.
Can you describe it?
It's paper.
A paper?
So it's
how great is that? So, it's some paper in German. Oh, this is nice. Oh, my goodness.
What have we got?
An AeroPress.
Yes.
And we've got a letter. Fabian,
I've always wanted an AeroPress for the office.
Oh, this is...
Can you just show me that?
The primal rock salt from Aussie... Exquisite quality for exquisite. Okay.
That's like a promotional piece of.
Yes. Okay. Here we go.
But we got a handwritten.
This
note.
Letter is so long.
Okay. Just grab a section, read the first paragraph, and then I think we read it. Maybe he doesn't want us to read it out.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll read it off air. This is so nice.
This is beautiful.
He likes the. Profound conversations to just the trash talk.
Great. That's what we do.
That is so nice.
The yin and the yang.
Look what he's... Oh, bullshit.
Trash and the treasure.
A Kinder Überraschung. Wait. Überraschung. Überraschung Maxi.
Wow. So, it's the Kinder Surprise.
It's a Kinder,
yeah. Do not have that in a location that Bodhi can see it.
He will smash it.
He loves it.
We have some...
Salt.
Some salts.
This is great.
We have, oh my goodness. Cafe Condottieri Salzburg.
chocolate? And throw that
tape. Yeah. I'm not throwing it. It's delicate.
How?
It will fall out.
Catch. Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
But then, this. Look
I feel
at this.
Like, hang on. I feel like he's gone to a cafe and just like bought these and now he's sending them over. This is great. This I wonder how so long generous. This took to get here.
And some Neapolitan wafers.
And these are balls, dude.
Can you have, and of course, Hubba Bubba Megalang.
Oh, yeah.
Different flavors.
Dude, that's for this Chewy is, Tuesday.
And
tomorrow.
Coffee. Is this coffee? Yes.
Dude. Mate.
That is so generous.
This is real good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Fabian.
That AeroPress, I reckon, will get a good run on Ep 1000 for when we're feeling a bit tired, get us fired up.
So this chocolate, let's have a look. So what's it? So it's a ball.
How do you feel about just eating things that are sent to us?
Absolutely. Like, I trust him.
Not saying
well,
I don't.
Trust him.
Not saying
I'll
I don't.
I'll bloody eat it. I mean, I'll eat the whole bag. Here we go.
I've eaten other stuff off the ground before.
Uh-huh. There we go. It's gotten a little melted from the shipping. Do you reckon this has come on the, how do you describe it?
How to describe? Like, amaretto-y? No. Imagine if we got really high after eating. That'd be a nightmare.
It's like a nice, like a powdery consistency.
Inside. Yeah, dude, my hands are all gone.
Love this. Fabian.
I got given a...
We'll read the letter off air.
A pod. I mean, it sounds like we just get given everything. I got given a pod machine yesterday.
Really?
Like a coffee pod machine.
Oh, my goodness.
DeLonghi.
From who?
My brother.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to ask why he doesn't want it. It works. But I tell you what, I went to buy coffee pods for the first time, just tired and being an idiot. I bought the wrong ones. They don't even fit the machine.
Oh, no. Silly.
I've got to take them back to the supermarket.
Yeah.
Very annoying admin to have to do.
So did you get in like a no brand sort of thing?
No, it's a DeLonghi. It's like I should have just known.
But you got that brand of pod.
I got Starbucks.
Yeah, well, this is your problem. And so does Starbucks allow?
Big ones. It turns out Starbucks have their own machine.
Oh, really?
Do you know? I've got to take them back.
Actually, that made me laugh. We were doing an interview, and obviously, some kids love Starbucks to the point where it's a flex. Whereas, like, yeah, I go to the city, go to Starbucks.
That was quite funny. But I mean, it's actually more unique than saying
just going to a local cafe.
There's hardly any Starbucks. It just depends if if that's your flavor or not.
Well, if you type in Melbourne Starbucks into YouTube, you'll see a whole video about why Starbucks failed.
Oh, really?
In Melbourne, yeah.
But they're here. Australia. They're still here.
They went from like 27 stores to...
They had 27 stores in Melbourne?
Yeah. In Victoria, I think, or in Australia.
Holy moly.
They had a bunch.
There's a ginormous drive-through Starbucks, like a new one out in Sydney in these suburbs near where Amy's mum lives. And haven't been there yet. I want to go there.
Sounds good.
But I have a thing. I can't drink. I want to drink the frappes, but I don't want to drink the frappes.
Well, Dunkin' Donuts are huge in the US. Never came here. But the whole.
They didn't?
I don't think Dunkin' has.
Maybe.
But the coffee, like Dunkin' Donut coffee is like a really big thing. So there's been a bunch of influencers that have done collabs. Dunkin' Donuts have now got the most amount of TikTok followers as a brand on the platform.
Why?
Because they've started a program where they get their employees who are doing well on TikTok and give them access to the account.
Ah, yeah.
Very clever.
I'll take over.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Hog's Breath are in a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
Hog's Breath. They were never been there. Have you ever been there?
Love Hog's Breath, yeah.
Do you? So
they
curly used to be
fries.
They used to be Hog's Breath Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore?
No. So the original owners sold it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, they've just got back into it. because they're in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, well, I mean, George, I think, asked me, do they just do pork? Because I can see how you can make that mistake.
Hog, but they do steaks. No, they're like a hog's breath. It's about steakhouse now.
Okay,
is that it?
I'm guessing so. But I would compare it to a Outback Steakhouse potentially in style. There was a Lone Star.
There's no Outback Steakhouses in Melbourne.
In Australia. Or is there?
Yeah. Amy used to work at Outback Steakhouse as a kid. Oh, my God. 15-year-old. She used to work there. Her and her sister.
Has she got a photo of her working there?
She probably does. She'd be the cutest little thing. Just little Christian girl, you know. Would you like fries with your, you know? That's cute, though. But no, yeah. we never got that in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. We got, what was it? Lone Star.
Lone Star, yeah.
And Sizzler.
Yeah. Planet Hollywood at Crown.
Was that a thing? Planet Hollywood?
Yeah.
You went there?
Yeah, I think that went there once. And there was another one that was like next to Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
That was had a star in it as well, I think.
We, we're on the food chat. Our next door neighbor sent Amy a text and she said, she sent a photo, I think. It was like Loon, the cafe, the
croissants.
People in Melbourne, but they do some of the best. The person who founded that lived over in, I think they were originally working in the F1 design. No, design. Oh. But then like took that, this is what I read once, took that sort of eye for precision
mm-hmm.
and applied it to bakery treats, bakery goods, but then learned how to make the croissants.
Do they put their hand up at the once they've done their croissant?
Don't know, mm-hmm. but they now do some of the best croissants you'll mm-hmm. ever have.
And Charlotte, Gronk Charlotte sent us a message
which
saying,
I'll get to that.
You're going to get to
I'll
that.
Get to that. But Loon were doing a delivery. Their store's in Fitzroy. But mm-hmm. This is what's happening now. I've seen a few restaurants that are sort of, you know, South Yarra location specific mm-hmm. are now doing pop-ups
sure.
in the burbs for people that live out mm-hmm. there. So it's like only people around here can order, you know.
Well, Easy's is now in Windsor.
Really?
Yeah.
Little pop-up?
Mm-hmm.
And so Loon were doing delivery.
I don't think it's even a pop-up. I think they've just opened up. Yeah.
Down the far end near Windsor?
No, High Street near sort of near Paran Grocer, I think.
Oh, cool.
Just near Chapel.
So Loon were delivering to Bulleen on Saturday morning. And so we got a delivery of Loon croissants to our front door.
That's cute.
I mean, do we need 6 croissants on a Saturday morning?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. There was some croissant banter on Friday's show.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more croissant banter today. But someone has archived her email. So now I can't find it.
You just click all mail.
This is, yeah? I don't know how to do that. Really fuck that. That's why we don't archive shit.
Well, you got to get to inbox zero. Have you found it?
No.
So if you scroll, are you in Apple Mail?
No.
What do you use?
Spark. I just don't send any email through it.
So click on if you scroll down
archive.
On the sidebar.
This is the most annoying thing about sharing an email. People archiving shit.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Charlotte. Hi, Tommy and Josh. I was happy to hear you found good croissants. I'll go and taste these one day. She lives in France.
Mm-hmm.
When I'll be allowed in Australia. Maybe she could deliver some homemade pastries to the studio.
Love that.
Yes. Well, for the record, in a real croissant, an inside must be soft and airy and the outside must be crunchy. And one simple way to recognize a good texture for croissants is to check if you have crumbs when you eat it.
Always.
Always.
Just check our car.
Normally, you can't eat a croissant without making crumbs on the ground or on the table, but there shouldn't be too much crumbs. Fuck, this is where we wouldn't know.
Yeah. Crumbs? Too many? Yeah, how many is not enough?
Because then it can mean it's too dry, overcooked.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is, it's the crumb amount.
Yeah.
Maybe we just eat a croissant onto a table
mm-hmm.
and then take photos and send them to Charlotte for her.
I wonder how easy it would be to work out the quality of a croissant without eating it.
That'd
just
be
looking at it.
Fun experiment where we have 3 croissants.
Mm-hmm.
We just eat them. We don't look down. We eat them and then make our calculation just on a piece of paper, which one we like, one, two, or three, and then you look at the crumbs on the table and see if the favourite of ours matches up with the
crumb ratio.
What crummage it has. Mm.
You were talking before the show about going to bed early.
Yes, getting an early night in.
Mm. I had an engagement party on Saturday night.
Did you go?
Yes, I went. And
I thought you were going to say, had an early night, didn't go.
No, I nearly didn't go because of a sewerage issue that we had, which is a whole other story. But I had a great time.
Yeah.
I said to someone, we're heading off. It was 9:30. I said, nothing good happens after 9:30. They thought that was ridiculous.
Because
have you heard that saying?
No, because you've stolen that saying from nothing good happens after. It's usually insert really late time, like 3 a.m., 12, 1, 2.
Well, can we make that a thing? Nothing good happens after 9:30. Seriously, think about it. What has happened that's good after 9:30? Seriously.
Depends on what context.
With a group of people.
Oh, dude. I've got fired up. Like 9:30, 10. It's as a parent, go home at like if you're in bed before 12 and you've given it a good solid hit, you're good. Like that's a good night. But you could peak
at 9:30 isn't like I feel like that's the so it's about the peaking, isn't it?
You could peak at 9:30.
Yeah.
If you're going out for dinner,
aren't you meant to leave on a high? So my point is it's like I was peaking. Everyone's like, I went on the high and it felt really good.
No, that's all right. I mean, for you then, that saying works perfectly.
Yeah, yeah.
But usually it's from 12 onwards, like the shit that goes on in the nighttime.
Yeah.
Like no one needs to be at the club at 3 a.m.
Have you ever been a night guy? So speaking to some friends and they say like, I can't like, I'm a night owl. I go to bed at 1, 2.
Nah.
And it's just, it's quite, like I used to be like that. Like I used to be like work until 3 or whatever.
Nah.
But not because I was busy, just because I poor time management, just thought that I liked doing that.
Mm.
But it's gotten to a point. So for instance, I'm going to the golf range, driving range with George after this.
Mm.
I said to Bree, I'll be home around 8:30. And I said, we could watch an episode of Shards of Sunset when I get home. And she's like, isn't that a bit late for you? And because that is a bit of a contentious thing where it's like on Friday night, I said to Bree, I was like, it was like 6:30. I said, you know what? I'm going to stay up late tonight. And by 9:30, I said, do you want to go to bed? Listen to an audio.
This is Friday.
Yeah. And she said, she's like, I don't mind if you go to bed early, but just don't profess that you're going to, or, you know, claim that you're going to be staying up late if you're going to bed at 9:30.
I mean, it's amazing how you can be an early night person, like you much prefer it, but then if you can push it and do the 24-hour stream that we did do.
Mm. So, I think the thing is that my biggest fear in life is not death. It's not getting sick. It's being tired.
And you're there. So, how's your biggest fear come true?
But I think that I'm pretty good. Like, if I don't have the right amount of sleep, if I don't have at least 7.5 hours sleep, I feel like nothing good is going to happen. And so, there is an element of, you know, if I know that I've got to get up in the morning, and I see that the time's ticking and I'm not in bed, there's a panic. I'm panicked. Anyway, I've started listening to an audiobook that I saw in the comments of Diavella's latest video about anxiety.
And what's it called?
Feeling Good.
Feeling Good.
Yeah. It's all about...
What does feeling good mean to you?
Feeling good is about... So I'll make sure. That's feeling
not
good.
The book, as in you, just for you.
Feeling good is about being able to take everything that comes to you with grace, don't you think? Rather than like fucking getting angry about stuff or.
Yeah.
Book detail. Do you want to know what the book is?
Yeah, I want to know what this book is.
The good news is that anxiety, guilt, pessimism, procrastination, low self-esteem, and other black holes of depression can only be found with Josh Jen- No, can be cured without drugs. In Feeling Good, eminent psychiatrist David D. Burns, MD, outlines the remarkable scientifically proven techniques that will immediately lift your spirits and help you develop a positive outlook on life. Only criticism so far, a lot of references to the diagrams so that you have to download a PDF and look at diagrams. Okay. And when you're going to bed trying to listen to a book, the most amount of sort of, you know, self-awareness in that moment is to, you know, don't get angry about it. It's fine. Just ended up turning it off, to be honest. But.
Because it's a vision, you need to be seeing the pages.
Well, yeah, because it's like, best okay, read. You have, you do a questionnaire and you, it's like a scale of depression sort of thing.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's similar to what the doctors do before you're allowed to access those 10 free sessions or whatever.
Is it like listening to Barefoot's book but not doing anything? Barefoot, he, you know, wants you to sort of write out a bunch of stuff and look at some charts. It's hard.
Yeah, like it is. It feels like I'm listening to a textbook. Not good.
But there is something worth it, though. Like just telling myself that just there is some version of a win within this. That's nice.
Definitely. Right. Well, enjoy your early night.
Yeah. Got to get that sleep, mate. If you rock up tomorrow and you're furious.
No, I won't be tired.
No, good.
Have we got to wake up early, do you think?
I don't know.
Doing the show before or after? We'll talk about it later. All right. Yeah. enjoy the rest of your day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.